You're locked in once again to the Derek Fleming Show. Thank you for tuning in. I am your host, Derek Andre Fleming, and as I do periodically, I have to say that the views expressed on the Derek Fleming Show are solely the opinions of Derek Andre Fleming, myself. I am responsible for everything that I say. This is my thoughts and my thoughts alone. This is a story that is bothering me. I'm going to just be clear, because sometimes when people are racist, they don't have the courage to just come out and be a despicable racist. So they do little, what's the word I'm looking for? They do things to kind of prove to you they're racist, but they don't want to obviously be called a racist. So it's little subtle hints they give to let you know that they are a racist. And this is exactly what I'm seeing in the world of country music. This segment, I'm going to talk about my thoughts on Beyonce. Pretty much, to me, it's almost like they're trying to exclude her from the entire country music genre. Move over Kenny Chesney, George Strait, Luke Combs, Brooks and Dunn, whoever, Garth Brooks. You know, I listen to some country. I'm not a huge country music fan. But there's a new sheriff in town. Her name is Beyonce Knowles Carter. To be clear, when most people think of country music, images of old white guys, tractors, and landscapes of the American South come to mind. However, Beyonce Knowles Carter recently became the first black woman to top the Billboard country music chart with her recent released hit single, Texas Hold'em. In anticipation of her new album set to release on March the 29th, since the creation of the country music chart, 76 years ago, a black woman has never held a top spot on the chart. I'll say that again. Since the creation of the chart 76 years ago, a black woman has never held a top spot on the chart. That's a little bit discouraging, but I'm not surprised. Because I believe there are people that believe that the country music genre belongs to Caucasians. Hank Williams Jr., Willie Nelson, the good old boys, they are the only ones that should be singing country music. So when you got an African-American woman like Beyonce, they're not gonna really be in support of that. And here's a woman born and raised in Houston, Texas, and she is very aware of her Southern culture and roots. In an iconic line from Beyonce's Formation song, she proclaimed, "My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix the Negro with Creole, make a Texas Bama." Despite all this, Beyonce is still receiving harsh and, to me, a fair amount of, you know, criticism since entering the country music space, genre, whatever you want to call it. According to Harvard Crimson, the country artists like Shania Twain and Keith Urban are not even from America and have received no backlash or anything like that from their country music. They're not even from this country. They have no Southern roots as Beyonce does. But Shania Twain, Keith Urban, you know, they don't receive any backlash, any type of criticism. They have no connection to the American South, yet they face no criticism for their country music. The inability of the industry to accept Beyonce's Southern roots shows that the musicality of her country songs is not the issue, but her blackness is the barrier to her acceptance. That is according to an article that I was reading. I do want to say shout out to Dolly Parton, who basically said, "I'm a huge fan of Beyonce. I'm excited she's doing country music." And to be clear, K. Michelle is doing the same thing. I think she has a song called Tennessee where her fans are loving it. But it seems like Beyonce is receiving an unfair amount of pushback for whatever reason. And I think it's because she was so dominant with R&B and that type of music. So to try to cross over, I think there are people that are going to say she doesn't belong here. But my biggest concern is, no one, not one individual or group or race or ethnicity, nobody owns a genre of music. Music is expression. And anyone who wants to write or produce music of any genre has the right. If her fans rock with it, they like it, they think it sounds good, and they want to go out and purchase it or download it or like whatever, what stops her from doing that? And I was particularly bothered by John Snyder, That's a guy, Bo Duke from the Dukes of Hazzard. I grew up on this guy, so I kind of like a childhood hero. Now, the 63-year-old Dukes of Hazzard star said in a discussion on conservative network One American News, after he was asked about his thoughts on an Oklahoma radio station being pressured to play Beyonce's music, he replied, "They've got to make their mark just like a dog in a dog park. You know, every dog has to mark every tree, right? That's what's going on here." So, of course, he received a lot of pushback because people were like, "Is this guy serious? He sounds like a straight up racist. How dare you compare Beyonce to a dog?" But one thing I've learned, a lot of these people that we looked up to as kids, you know, John Snyder, Bo Duke, people like that, we didn't know that General Lee and Bo Duke and the Dukes of Hazzard, you know, was comprised of, you know, the show. You know, we just saw two good old boys doing country stuff and jumping in the car and driving fast. So we thought it was cool. But some of these guys have shown that they are just straight up racist. And like I said, it's not that overt racism where it's in your face and someone calls you the N-word. It's the type of racism where when issues happen, like the Trayvon Martin thing, people like John Snyder or George Zimmerman, they'll come out and say things that let you know this person doesn't really rock with African-American people at all. And this person's not even fair because Beyonce is a great singer, probably the best performer alive. I mean, you can always argue people like Chris Brown and, you know, your favorite artist, but you have to put Beyonce up there with probably one of the best performers alive today. So when she decides to make a country music song, I think, you know, her fans are going to embrace it. But I even see African-American people saying it sounds horrible. Why is she doing that? She should stick to one type of music. One thing that I do believe in this life is that we should try to think outside the box and we should never be afraid to try new things. And I think Beyonce Knowles Carter is a perfect example of that. I'm going to be clear. I think her and her husband, Jay-Z, are like the biggest power couple on the planet. They both push themselves and challenge themselves to do bigger and better things. And I think that's what life is all about. And I'm surprised that Jay-Z and Beyonce don't get more notoriety. She's won, what, 30-something Grammys. You know, I read today that he's, you know, flying to, I'm trying to think where it was, Miami. He's working on another album. A guy that's worth probably $1 billion. At this point for Sean Carter, Jay-Z, I don't think it's about the money. I think it's about, I just want to put music out, express myself. Maybe I'm bored. I got too much money. And, you know, I think he is in full support of what his wife is doing, as I am. My thoughts to Beyonce and to her critics, allow her to do whatever it is that she wants to do. That's that. There is no, your opinion is not needed. It just isn't. She has the money. She has many successful tours under her belt. Her catalog of music is phenomenal, from Lemonade to Drunken Love to whatever you want to say. Beyonce has transcended into another realm of success when it comes to her music. If she wants to now delve into the country music space, that is her right. So anyone from Hank Williams Jr., Willie Nelson, whoever, the good old boys club, you don't own country music. And it's bothersome, the fact that you won't accept Beyonce. It tells me that, you know, you want exclusivity in country music and not someone melanated. You don't want a black woman to come in and probably dominate the genre that you guys have dominated for years. Because let's be clear, even if the first album or song, even though I know Texas Hold'em is a big hit, even if the album doesn't do numbers, guess what Beyonce is going to do? She's going to go back to the lab. She's going to keep working on it. She's going to create some masterpieces in country music. She's not a quitter. So I think what she's basically doing is scaring, you know, putting fear in a lot of these guys, the Luke Combses, people like that, because at the end of the day, you know that when Beyonce comes, she's coming for real. So now you got to step your game up. You got to put out more quality music. You got to produce better music, because Beyonce Knowles Carter is the new sheriff in town, guys, and she's coming. So on a serious note, allow her to do whatever she wants to do. You don't have to allow her. She's going to do it anyway, but stop with the negative talk, the negative criticism of this woman. She's doing great things. It's a milestone. She's not the first African-American person to make country music. You guys know of a guy named Charlie Pride, my homeboy from my neck of the woods, Charleston, South Carolina. Is it Darius Rucker, Hootie and the Blowfish? Those guys delve into the country music space. I love Darius Rucker, by the way. I love his music. I love his voice. I think he's a great performer. Hootie and the Blowfish, you know. But nobody owns a particular drama. I mean, I'm sorry, genre. That's the point. And to try to isolate her and try to pick on her and try to discourage her from being successful in the country music genre, to me, is not only divisive, but it's very, very racist. You guys have been locked into the Derek Fleming Show. Those are my thoughts on Beyoncé. What are yours? Have you listened to the album? What are your thoughts? All the reviews that I've heard, people that say they've listened to the album, they say they do not like it. They'll pass. I listened to K. Michelle's album. I thought it sounded great. I listened to Beyoncé's album. I thought it was good. I didn't think it was as good as K. Michelle's, if I'm being honest. That's just being honest. But I think she's new to the genre. I think her voice she's going to have to do some different things, but I think she will be absolutely fine and probably, you know, make some very successful music in the country music genre. You guys have been locked into another edition of the Derek Fleming Show. I hope that you have a fantastic rest of your day. Be easy out there, guys.